Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for WordPress plugins A to Z, not Z.
Not flocking done yet. It's episode 510, and we have plugins for stopping the full screen, starting over, custom code, limiting admin bar access, getting flocking excited, and classic press options, all coming up on WordPress plugins from A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 80,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gem? Join us for a weekly, unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins from A to Z. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today, coming to you direct from the brewery overlook in beautiful Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. I'm John Overall, and with me is the ever-lovely...
Ember Overall.
And we have a great show for you. We are now 59 weeks in and still counting, but life keeps moving forward and the show must go on. And what a show it is. Time to get out your popcorn, sit back, and enjoy. We'd like to give a great appreciation out to the No Agenda Show for their inspiration of ideas and their stolen sound clips.
Squirrel!
It is a value for value show. I look forward to everyone providing some value back. Before we get too far down the line, don't forget you want to hang around to the end of the show for the Q&A segment with Amber. And it is a really good time. Lots of good questions there. She always brings something interesting for everyone to listen to. And we do split that Q&A into two components. One, the first half of it stays here on the podcast that many people are listening to. Second half only goes to the YouTube channel. So if you want to hear the second half of the Q&A, you got to swing over to the YouTube channel, watch the video, and, you know, remember to like and subscribe those things. Don't forget, those of you watching right now, like and subscribe, you know, that really does help us out. Maybe gets us a little further out, more notice, those sorts of things. So just sort of right now, while you're doing nothing, watching, hit that little like button. It's not that hard. It's right there by your fingertips or your mouse. All right. With all of that being said, it is.
Thank you for sharing, John. Now get down from that soapbox.
This is number 18 of 52 episodes for 2021. It's episode 510. And if you add these three numbers up in the way of numerology, not regular math, you get 4. I think it's really cool. I bring this up because 4 is my favorite number. It's such an interesting number. In many cultures, it's a number of stability and solidity, justice and completion. And yet in many other cultures, 4 has the meaning of death, suffering, and bad luck. It's such a cool number. It's complete opposites all put into one. 4 and 13 are both my favorite number, but 13 equals 4, so it's really the same in my opinion. Kind of like humans with its opposites kind of shoved into one there. I mean, I know there's quite a few other numbers that are the same kind of enigma in the number world, but 4 is especially fascinating. And there's also the fact that numerology seems to be a lot more accurate than astrology or anything like that. Though you need to be very particular in completing numerology chart for the accurate outcome. And that can take hours, which would be a great way to spend an hour a day for a while. If you were to spend an hour a day learning numerology, you could probably make a rather apt numerologist by the end of the month. And it's a great thing to get the kids involved with too. Numerology is like finding hidden meanings everywhere. Words, names, dates, addresses, everything. And it's also kind of a sneaky way to get the kids to practice math. It's so different from the regular way of doing math that I'll bet they don't even realize how fast they are getting at adding while searching for all those hidden meanings. And you'll have to turn off your social media, otherwise you won't be able to add anything up. So rinse and repeat that as often as needed.
Okay, and we do have...
Please, can everybody be quiet? Please be quiet. Shut up! Thank you. And now the WordPress news with John Overall.
Oh yeah, and Amber. Well, we do have some news for you, and I've got one piece this week. Right off the top, we'll take that, and then we'll dive into what Amber's got for us. First off, got an article here on how to map domains in WordPress. Now, you might not know what this is, or if you do, then it's something that you've either contemplated or realized it's a bit of a pain in the neck, but it is a good thing to know how to do. I mean, if you're a developer of any sort, you will have a collection of domains going out. I mean, currently, I think I only own 130 domains, although at one point, I think I owned over 200. So you just buy domains. You collect them like old coins or something. And the thing is that you'll sometimes want to use more than one domain per website and have that domain mapped to specific pages on the website. I mean, I've got it set up for the Rogues Tavern. If you put in stylechef.com, you'll end up on my recipe site for all my recipes for the Rogues Tavern. You know, we've got a few of them at the at WP Plugins. We've got a couple of unique domains there that I can't remember right now. But you end up mapping them. And this is a really good article on how to do the domain mapping, and it's multiple ways to do it. It does talk about domain mapping with WordPress MU, which is a whole other project unto itself. And there are I don't know if the plugins still exist for it, but once upon a time there were plugins for it. But the plugins, as WordPress advanced, the plugins kept breaking. But there's other better ways of doing it, and they do describe some of them in this article. So it's something you'll want to look into if you've considered doing any domain mapping. So go check this article out.
excuse me. And the next one on here is Microsoft Defender bug creates thousands of files in the boot drive, and the fix is rolling out now. So this article is explaining what exactly is going on. I only have a basic understanding of what they're talking about in this, but I figure for people who have a more full understanding, this would be a very good thing to look into. I'm not sure when the fix is going to come out, but they're working on getting it out as soon as possible.
Oh. Okay, I know what's happening there. It's something I've seen happen. It used to happen with servers until they fixed the problem there. But basically, they have a glitch that occurs and it creates a new file at the root drive. And they're talking about creating small files here, two kilobytes in size. But if you create thousands of those small files, it starts eating up gigabytes of your storage space. So It eats up all the storage space on your site. So hopefully they get a fix out. I don't know. There's a lot going on. I don't seem to see that problem on my computer right now, but something to keep aware of.
And then for the next one, I thought this was interesting. Signal tried to show how much data Facebook collects, and they wound up getting themselves banned from the platform instead.
Oh, imagine that, telling on Facebook, and Facebook going, "You ain't telling on us, get the hell out of here."
And they're not the only ones who've done this. Like, Apple's tried doing this, or some part of Apple. Mm-hmm. There's been a whole big hullabaloo. There's a court case going on, and there's a whole bunch of stuff that is going on. This, I'm not sure what's going to come out of it.
Oh, probably nothing. You know, Facebook wants you to stay there so they can keep collecting your data.
But what I'm really interested in is how quiet they're actually managing to keep this.
Oh, it's hard.
The tech industries are all over it, but it's not made it into anywhere else.
No, that's because they got to keep it out of the mainstream media. You know, they don't want the plebs known about that. All right, so your next one here is I'm gonna hijack this one from you. Microsoft is fully removing Flash from Windows 10. Now, if you weren't aware, you're living under a rock somewhere, obviously, is that Flash has been dead for quite a while. I think I was using Flash occasionally still on one particular website I went to for all the way up until like December of last year when they finally updated their website that didn't need Flash anymore. But Flash has been notoriously insecure for ages. Well, Microsoft is now not allowing anyone the choice of whether they're going to keep it on their computer or not. With the next Windows 10 upgrade, they're going to force Flash removal from your computer. They're going to get it out of there whether you want it gone or not. And there are people out there that have very specific reasons for using and wanting Flash in their computer. So this, in my opinion, is absolutely wrong that they're forcing it out. They should make it an option for people, but they're just going to cram it down your throat, which means if they can start cramming down your throat what programs they can remove from your computer, there's no limit to what they can do. So that's my viewpoint on it is, you know, this, you're giving them a step that they're going to fully abuse down the road. guaranteed. And if you don't think they've ever abused it, you're not paying attention.
That was pretty much my opinion on this particular article. Not cool. This next one I have is for the version 5.8 of WordPress. It's coming out. There is a pattern directory where community submitted patterns that can be installed with one click from the block inserter in the editor is going to be part of it. There's already a live prototype going.
Mm-hmm.
They're not actually deleting. They're not deleting anything, but they've made it so that you can now submit new patterns that you make or that the community makes, and you will have access to those patterns, which I thought was a pretty cool idea.
And what is this pattern stuff? Because this is obviously something I've not paid attention to.
It's different patterns. Like for when you're building a website, you get to choose a pattern rather than a color.
Oh.
And yeah, it's I guess a good word would be wallpaper.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Right now, you can only choose from the options that are already placed in there by WordPress, but now they're making it possible for the community to put in stuff so you get more options of people who've gone through, made their own, and added it.
Yeah.
So I think it's a pretty cool idea.
Yeah, it could be something useful.
There has been a few issues of when people have been trying to live prototype where like patterns that they already had now don't work.
Mm-hmm.
But this is only a prototype. Hopefully they're going to fix that issue.
Yeah, well, you never know.
And then this last one I have is Gravity Forms 2.5. Gravity Forms is upgraded to 2.5, and this is just a list of all of the improvements, the best improvements that have been made. I wasn't able to find any really issues about it. They haven't cropped up yet, but I'll keep an eye on it. We'll see.
Form editor, drag and drop column control. Oh, that's useful. It's about time they got around to that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because one of the big drawbacks of Gravity Forms was that if you wanted columns, you had to manually edit your CSS. So if they're sitting in a column control, that means you'll be able to create columns in the form layouts. That's nice. It's about bloody time. It's only been 10 years.
And that's not long. Blink of an eye.
All their competition has left them behind on that one. If I didn't have a super premium license that I paid for back when Gravity Forms was brand new, and that's one reason I like them so much is because, you know, I've got that really premium license I paid for, and they've honored that license. They've honored that license fee, which I pay significantly less than anyone pays for Gravity Forms now. Very nice. Okay. Well, I'm glad to see that they're making some decent updates. Good to hear. Mm-hmm. All right. And you do have a whole bunch of extra news items in here. So you'll want to go check the show notes, folks, for all the extra news items. Lots in there. There's stuff on WooCommerce. UK is going to ban self-driving cars, time management stuff, crisis management plan for your business, and et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
With all of that, we need to go off to where we need to thank a couple of people.
It's time to donate to WP Plugins A to Z.
This is the part where we like to thank those that have supported the show with their time, talent, or treasure. And right now, we're really only thanking those that support the show with their talent and a little bit of thanking for treasure. But first off, we want to talk about the talent. You know, this week here, last week, I know at the end of the show, during this point, we were talking about we were running out of graphics. And, well, thankfully, our graphic artists out there have stepped up to the plate. And holy smokes, we got some new ones already since we looked at it this morning.
Hey.
So you can go look at the new artwork that's being submitted on a daily basis, it looks like, or on a continuous basis. So I like the art. I would have used that one today if I hadn't already chose today's artwork.
Thanks, you guys. This is awesome.
Those are just awesome. So thanks a lot. But you can go in there, links in the show notes to see the artwork that's there. Today's artwork, it comes from Greg's Graphics, and it is a cuddly lamb who's not flocking done yet. So it just sort of fits. So anyway, I kind of like that one. It's kind of cute, fuzzy, and it's just got a ridiculous smile on its face that sort of makes you go, okay, what's on your mind? You know, are you sure you're not flocking done yet? So anyway, thanks a lot. We really appreciate it. Greg's Graphics. Link to Greg's graphic stuff is in the show notes. Go check him out. He does some really great artwork. So thanks a lot, Greg. We greatly appreciate you taking the time out to support the show in this way. Also, a big thank you out there to all our producers who come in under $50 each month. We do have an executive producer slot that's $50 or more, but we haven't seen one of those in a while. Sooner or later, we'll see them again. And you get a note read out, links in your notes wherever you want them to go. And they are follow links if you're looking for those sorts of things. So you can pay for a follow link on the show just by kicking us $50. Not sure it would do you any good, but hey, everything that would help would help. You know, but a big thank you to those that come in under $50. There's a few of you, two or three or four of you a month there. Kick us a few bucks. You know, one's a regular subscriber that comes in every month, month after month. So greatly appreciate those small subscriptions. A big thank you out there, especially to those who have hired us because of listening to this show. That is as good as supporting the show, and that does put money in our pockets. And a great thank you for that out there. And if you ever want acknowledgement on the show, just drop me a note. I'll make sure I acknowledge you, but I usually don't shout out people who become clients of our business. So thank you very much, everyone. Greatly appreciate all of the support on the show. You want to support the show with your time, talent, and treasure? Just go to wppluginsaz.com/contact, where all the information is there to donate money or connect up to the WP Plugins art generator, where you can submit your art to the show. So thank you very much. If you're so inclined, you want to send something physical to us, you can send it to our mailbox at 20-754 East Fairview Road, Victoria, BC, Victor 9 Alpha 5, Tom 9, and that's in Scandinavia. So look forward to seeing things along that line. So thank you very much to everyone off. All right, this is where we head off into the depravity of plugins and talk about what everyone's here to listen to. All right, so first off, classic press options. What do we have for classic press options? I do actually have something today for classic press. I managed to catch it on a Twitter feed this morning. And it seems that there's a new release of WordLift plugin. And they have made it known that they're fully compatible with classic press. So if you're using WordLift and you've been considering going to classic press and this has been a reason not to go, you might want to look again and make the jump to Classic Press. I mean, Classic Press is going to be a big deal in the future. I'm not sure how long. It's moving not as fast as I'd hoped it would, but it is moving forward. So go check this out. There's a nice little article in the Twitter, quick link to the tweet that it was all about, and go check that out. Other than that, we don't really have anything else for Classic Press this week, but go check out the usual links in the show notes to take you off to the Classic Press stuff. And for WordPress, we do have WordPress plugins. And the first one I've got for you here today is called WP Reset. And this is one here. This is one of the multiples of reset plugins that are out there. I had need of a reset plugin recently, and you got to be really careful if you use a reset plugin. You need to want to just wipe out a site to reset it back to the beginning. And there's times where you might need to start all over again. Well, you can go grab one of the multiple of the reset plugins out there. Pretty much all of them are about the same. They go in, they give you a big warning when you start to do this. It says, hey, are you sure you want to do this? Type reset into this box to make sure, double, triple sure, you're going to do this, because you're going to lose everything that was in your database, all your posts, your pages, all of that stuff is gone. Any images and stuff that are uploaded are usually still left behind, but that's about it. Plugins are usually still there, but you're basically trying to reset the site all the way back to square one. And that's what this plugin does for you. It just allows you to set it back to square one. Now, this is one that I use only exclusively on my sandbox when I really need to reset my sandbox back, because I'm trying to do something different and I just don't want to go through the hassle of wiping it out, cleaning the database, starting all over, doing the 5-minute install of WordPress. This is even less time than the 5-minute install of WordPress. So it's a really great tool, but use it with care. Go check it out. It's WP Reset, most advanced WordPress reset tool, and I give it a 4 Dragon rating.
feeling good that they make absolutely positively certain that you want to reset.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, they don't want to. Well, I hit this thing and it wiped out my site. Yeah. Did you read anything? Oh, well, I just thought it was going to reset my posts. Didn't know it was going to reset everything and wipe out my database. It's like, yeah. Yeah. The number of really dumb people in the world is astounding. So, hey, it's all good.
So first one I've got is Disable Flock. It has the same name as the last one that I covered, but it's definitely different. This one is actually recommended by WordPress themselves, which I thought was kind of neat. So I had to check it out. And they've actually got a settings page that gives you a bunch of different options for how you want to set it up. There's a none allow, and then there's... I thought I put it into my notes, but I guess not. Could you scroll down the page a little bit?
Yep.
There we go. There's none allow flock, which stops all flocking. Simple PHP, which works for most WordPress setups. And then there's Apache and htaccess, which I'm not even sure what
Apache,
that does.
Apache htaccess.
Oh, okay.
It's the htaccess file on your Apache server, which is the vast majority of servers out there.
Okay, well, those are the three options, and they also give you the ability to choose which pages you want to stop the flock for. It can be just your homepage, just your posts, or it can be for your entire site, which I thought was a really cool addition to it. And it's totally free, so I definitely recommend you go and check this one out. I thought I'd rate it 5 dragons. For some reason, my notes are different.
No, they're exactly the same as you wrote them.
Okay.
Did you want to rate it at 5 dragons? You can do that.
Yes, I want to rate it 5 dragons.
Okay. All right.
I think you didn't save, right? I think that's the issue.
Yeah, well, that's you, not me. All right, the next one I've got here, this one is something that was sent in to us by one of our listeners out there. He sent a little note along and talking about his plugin, so I decided to review his plugin. Let's read out the note first. John and Amber... Slowly getting back into listening to the podcast after a while on hiatus. And I was just listening to episode 506, where you mentioned the full screen editor issue that WordPress 5.4 brought in. At that time, April 2021, I found a blog post that told me how to disable full screen editor. Link in the show notes for that. Rather than putting it in my functions PHP, I wrote a quick and dirty plugin to do the same thing. It has around 20 active installs and no ratings, so I'm not sure anyone actually likes it. But does what it says. Although I haven't tested it with 5.7 or 5.71, as I've been busy this weekend, if my real paying job permits. Have a look at it. Link in the show notes to it. Love the show. Keep on doing what you guys do best. Martin. So thanks a lot, Martin. Greatly appreciate the note. And I decided to go take a look at your plugin. And before I do that, just let you know, it's not that no one likes it, that they don't leave ratings. You know, it could be someone like me that's been banned from WordPress, so I can't leave ratings there at all on WordPress anymore. They don't like me there. So that's why I still leave my ratings here. Or it could just be that they haven't got around to rating it. And 20 installs with a new plugin, that's actually not too bad. Who knows, maybe you'll get a few more installs after the few folks that listen to this show hear about it. At any rate, the plugin is called Disable WordPress Block Editor Full Screen Mode. And if you know back in then, I was bitching about this new full screen editor that our illustrious dictator in charge has pronounced that it should be automatic now and not an option. And that's if you're using the Gutenberg editor anyway. I still haven't gone there yet. But this is a plugin here that will allow you to go in and disable that full screen, that block editor full screen mode, so that it's not activated by default. Really cool, simple plugin, straightforward, does what it needs to do, and it's free. And of course, it's a listener to the show. Hey, we're going to really give them some special treatment. So go check out this plugin. It's Disable WordPress Block Editor Full Screen Mode, and I give it a 5 dragon rating.
Oh, I love when we get listener feedback.
Yeah, well, I do too. A little bit of listener feedback and a little bit of, you know, self-promotion there, which I'm good with. Mm-hmm. Put all the self-promotion you want into your notes, folks. All the self-promotion you want. I will read it all out. Unless it gets totally ludicrous. Then we've got to draw the line somewhere.
Next one I have is hide admin bar for user roles. So I thought this was a really good idea. The automatic thing for WordPress is to have the admin bar for all users. And this, what this one does is it actually gives the option to remove the admin bar for all the users except for the admin themselves. It's very nice, simple, and effective. Once you activate it, this one also gives you the option of which user roles to hide the admin bar for. So you can hide it for all, which is a toggle at the top, or you can just hide it for certain ones. You just click save, and there you go. It's very nice, very easy, totally free. And I rate it 5 dragons.
Yeah, it's cool. I've used a lot of different types of plugins, doing this exact thing over the years. Because there's times where you have a... when you have a membership site and you don't need your users to see the admin bar at all, and you want to make sure the admin bar doesn't show, and that's what this is for, is to eliminate that problem. Okay, the last one I've got for you today is another one of those flocking plugins, except I love the name on this one, so I just had to bring it along. It's Flick Flock. So go flick your flock. You know, there was just too many things that this one here, I liked it mainly because of the name. You can do all sorts of things with it. If you flick the flock, does it get excited and still want you to share your secrets? Or you can flick the flock out of here. Or you can even flick the flock to turn it on and off. Play with that one wherever you want to do. So go flick with your flock. All right, enough flocking around. This is actually another one of those ones that helps you turn off flock on your website, prevent flock from coming in. It seems that flock is not very popular at all.
No, I've seen 6 plugins that were recently developed to block this.
The first week it came out, I swear there was a dozen plugins dumped into the WordPress repository for it.
Yeah.
And it's like it's been talked about everywhere. I think Google really, really misunderstood people on this one, and they've taken a pretty bad hit. Nobody is liking their flock.
Nope.
Nobody's giving a flock about flock. All right. That's all I got. Oh, this one here, I have to give it a... did I give it a rating already? We'll call it 5 dragons again. Why not? Just so we can hear the dragon roar some more. After all, we flicked his flock and got him excited.
And the last one I've got is Code Generate. This is a really cool plugin. It's designed to create custom and high quality code for your WordPress site using the latest WordPress coding standards and APIs. I can see this being very useful. And it's brand new, hot off the press as well. So very exciting. I only really know just enough to have a basic understanding of what this plug is doing and how it's doing it. And filling out these forms was rather straightforward. And with my basic understanding of it all, I was able to fill them out and test it out. And it works pretty easy. Once you're done, you copy the code that it gives you and use it wherever you need it. If you don't have much of an understanding of code, you will probably be spending a lot of time researching what you're supposed to put into each one, but as long as you don't mind doing that, it's a great learning curve. I also rate this one at 5 dragons.
That can be a pretty useful way. Even if you do understand code, sometimes it's always nice to have a tool like this to help you write that code out faster. You know, by just filling in some fields and saying, okay, I need this, this, and this, and it generates the code. And they do give you a sample of what they do. They just generate some stuff up that you need to help you see what's going on. So it's a useful tool, very useful tool if you're writing code or using snippets of code. Just remember, when you're writing code or snippets of code, learn how to not stick it in your functions PHP file. Create your own custom plugin for the site you're working on and dump all your code snippets into that custom plugin. And the reason for that is often because, you know, somewhere down the line, your client may come back and ask you to change out the theme, and you've completely forgotten you've put all that code in the PHP or in the functions file. And you change out the theme and all that code's gone, and now all your custom functions are gone, and you're going, oh crap, and you got to go dig it up. But if you put it in a plugin, it's always going to be in that plugin and easily accessible, and it can be turned on and off for instant debugging too. So lots of great uses in that aspect. All right.
Hemdian, I just want to say Hemdian. Hi, Hemdian. He says you can also hide admin bar based on user in the user admin simplifier plugin. And it also has some other features.
Oh, cool. Well, that's another plugin we'll have to check out and bring to the table for other folks to read about and hear about. All right. Well, this show is still currently brought to you by... Are you tired of the same old web hosting? Not having the resources you need to run your website properly? Having a lack of control? Then you need johnoverall.com web hosting, providing you with all the resources you need to smoothly run your WordPress website or ClassicPress website. With strict limits on the number of clients allowed per server, johnoverall.com provides high quality, fast server performance. Visit johnoverall.com for web hosting that won't slow you down. Absolutely. Nothing but the best quality web host. I still have some spaces left on one server, folks, so those spaces are starting to sell out, so you'll want to get to them as soon as you can. Get into hosting that is tailor-made for WordPress and doesn't put limits on what you're going to do. All right. Now, we are still heading towards the contest times. Let's play the jingle just for fun. I think we're still on target right now for bringing the contest back in June, and so that's when we're expecting to bring them back for folks. We'll have some more freebies to give away, premium licenses, and all that sort of jazz for all you listeners out there. Hey, it's a great thing to do. You know, enter the contest, get yourself a free license. Lots of cool things there, so make sure you stay tuned. That is coming down the line.
Hemdian has a pretty good question.
If you use child themes, don't you already got a separate functions? Well, you should do. But if you change out that child theme later, you still will lose the functions file. You know, it's like it's not uncommon for me to, you know, down the line change out my child theme at a later point in time when I change themes. You know, so if you stay with the same theme builder system like I do with Elementor, but even Elementor, I've changed my root theme 4 times over the last 2 years. I still use Elementor, but Elementor doesn't contain the functions file. The functions file's in the child theme. I've always used the child theme ever since they were first created back 6 or 7 years ago. When they first created the child theme, I've been using that because of the custom functions PHP file. And also the way you can build out custom pages in your child theme too. Child themes are really handy for a lot of stuff. Now they've got grandchildren themes, which is an interesting concept, which I've only seen once. I think I talked about grandchild themes once on the show. And I never went
there.
It's been a long while back. You may or may not have joined the show when I talked about the grandchild themes. But that was something that I think sort of was attempted, and then it went by the wayside because it was getting too complicated. I really don't know. I didn't follow it. I thought it was an interesting concept, and I promptly forgot about it because I didn't use it. All right, so we got to wrap up a couple of quick things before we jump into the Q&A segment, because we close out the show partway through the Q&A segment. So covering up in this episode, the following plugins I did: WP Reset, most advanced WordPress reset tool, which I rated with a four dragons. The disable WordPress block editor full screen mode, which I rated at 5 dragons. And then go flick your flock, which I rated at 5 dragons.
And I covered disable flock, which I gave a 5. Hide admin bar for user roles, which I gave a 5. And code generates, which I also gave a 5. I'm surprised you didn't catch him with that one jingle you have there.
Which one? Code generate?
No, the 5. I gave up 3 5. I'm surprised you didn't give me the 5 jingle.
You're right. I wasn't even paying attention. That's because he had the one there that I was still stuck in my brain as a 4.
Uh-huh.
Good God, Amber, not another five dragon rating.
There we go. We got to play it anyway. Now that you've brought it to my brain, I actually got to play it. All right, a couple of quick reminders is that, of course, we are trying to figure out a way to create a WordPress meetup right now. Not working very well. If you don't get enough of Amber and I and you want to hear us when we're out at the pub having a good time, come join us over at the Tavern on Tuesday evenings at 8 p.m. over at theroguestavern.com/live. And if you're ever interested in being on one of my interview shows, I haven't done one of those for a couple of months either. It's a separate, complete show from the WP plugins. It's an interview, direct one-on-one with plugin developers or marketing people or anything to do with WordPress or the development community. I do the interviews, put them up as a separate podcast or a separate show. In the same feed with the podcast, so all the same listeners get them. So if you're interested in that, just go over to wppluginsaz.com/meetup. Not meetup, slash interview. Meetup is the meetup group. Sorry, you know, too many URLs here. All right, it is time for...
It's question and answer time.
With Amber.
Yes, the crickets happened again.
Yes, I know.
It seems to happen most often whenever I'm talking. So.
Oh, I think it's like an email notification or something on my old phone. Because my old phone still gets a lot of stuff on it. I basically use it around the house for miscellaneous things. I didn't put any of the apps on my new phone when I got it. I decided, we'll just keep all the junk off the new phone.
So if anyone out there has any questions that they'd like to have asked and answered on here, send them in to me at amber@wppro.ca, and I will throw them up and get some answers for you. My first question for you is, why would someone want to create a static server of their site on their own computer? What would the benefits be for that?
Okay. I think the question is slightly misnamed as static server on their site. You're talking about making a copy of your site or a local development copy of your website on your local computer.
Well, I think so. The question came up when I was looking through plugins, and there's a plugin for creating a static server.
Yeah.
And apparently it copies it directly onto your computer.
Yeah.
And well, I'm just wondering, why would you want to do that?
There's lots of tools to do it. I'm trying to remember the name of the one that I use most, and I used to do a lot of the things, and the reason you'd want to create a local development copy on your computer is because you can do a lot of testing and seeing what you're going to do, and you don't impact your live site. And if you use a tool like, what's the name of this tool I used to use? Let me begin with an S. What was it? Let's see. Look this up real quick. No, that's not it. Let's go over here and take a quick look. It's right here. Desktop server. Desktop server is what I used to use. And desktop server actually creates a local server on your computer with a PHP install and a MySQL install, everything you need on your local computer. And you can install and work on a website right there on your computer. The development's a lot faster. All your files are local. You don't have to wait for FTP uploads and downloads to do a whole lot of stuff. It's just instant pretty much. And then when it's all done, you can actually connect it to your live site with another plugin, and then you can push that data to your live site. So basically you have your development server on your local computer and you have your live site out there on the internet. And you can do a lot of tests there. The nice thing about having it on your local computer, if you're testing something, no one else can see it. They can't get to it on your local computer because it's just not accessible. It's not on a public IP address, so it can be found. So there's lots of reasons why you want to do a local development. That's why I said the question is a little oddly worded, because static server, you know, create a static server of your site. That's, you know, static server to me is, you know, something local, because, you know, and static server is just means local server to me. So that's
like
why
I said, the question came about when I was looking at plugins, and the plugin was called Create Your Own Static Server. Mm. So that's why I figured it was called a static server. That's why I was confused.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they're talking about a way to make something on your local computer live to the internet, and you could do that, but that's a very dangerous thing to do. So at any rate, it gives lots of advantages by having a local copy on your computer. You know, and there are some disadvantages to it, and you got to be doing, like, I used to do a lot of development that way, but for some reason, I find it better if I do the development directly on the server that the site's going to be on.
Okay. Yeah, I can definitely see all the benefits for that, now that I understand what it means. My next question is, what is Code Division Multiple Access, or CDMA?
You know what? I don't know. Let me look. This one here is I don't recall this ever. Channel access method used by various radio communications, CDMA. Code Division Multiple Access is a competing cell phone service technology. It sounds like a cell phone service technology. CDMA. Okay. I don't think that has anything to do with web development.
I came across it when I was reading about doing podcasts and radios and stuff, and you need to have the right CDMA in order to get your podcast out there from your own computer without using anything like YouTube.
Okay.
So that's why I was wondering what it was. But
okay, I've never heard such thing, because if you want to get your podcast out there to anyone, you record your podcast, you turn it into an MP3 file, you upload it to your website, then you go list your RSS feed at the podcast 2.0 directory, because Apple has just killed their directory. So you list it at the podcast 2.0 directory, and you'll be golden, because over the next year, every app developer for podcasts is going to be switching to using the podcast 2.0 directory versus the Apple directory they used to use. Or you can then go list your podcast over at one of the other places, such as Blueberry or Podbeam, or God, there's dozens of them, so I can't think of them all.
But yeah. Can you do it live on those?
Can you do it live?
Yeah, I was looking at the live options. Yeah, like a live stream, like what we're doing on YouTube.
Oh,
YouTube right now.
Well, live stream, you can actually, there's actually programs you can set up on your own local server, on your server, to do live streams. I mean, No Agenda has their own live streaming platform. They have their own live streaming platform. It's a program that you set up, and then you send a feed from your computer, much like you'd use something such as OBS for creating your podcast, or some other device, some other program on your computer which sends out the stream directly. I mean, I would probably, if I was trying to live stream just a plain audio podcast, I would use OBS for it, because OBS streams audio and video. But if you're going to stream audio, you may as well stream video, and there's so many options now for streaming that. So I don't know what they're talking about CDMA. They must have found some other random acronym that works, because if you went and looked up that acronym, you found the CDMA. It keeps talking about everything I've looked up for it now. It's a cell phone spectrum thing.
It was just something I came across when I was doing research. My last question is, what is the difference between NAS and SAN in computer network?
All right. Well, we'll split it off right here. We'll let my girl take us out of here. I'll enjoy my shot, and we'll come back to this question after the credits.
Reminders for the show. All show notes can be found at wppluginsa-z.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the newsletter for more useful information delivered directly to your inbox. WP Plugins A to Z is a show that offers honest and unbiased reviews of plugins created by developers because you support the show. Help keep the show honest and unbiased by going to wppluginsa-z.com/donate and set the donation level that fits your budget. Help us make the show better for you by subscribing and reviewing the show at Stitcher Radio, Google Play, and in the iTunes Store. You can also leave us a review on our Facebook page using wppluginsa-z.com/Facebook. You can also watch the show live on YouTube, check out the screencasts and training videos, and remember to subscribe and hit the bell to get notifications of all new videos. Follow the show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z. John can also be reached at his website, johnoverall.com, or email him directly, john@wppro.ca. Thanks for joining us and have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.